This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome, and this is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 1/28/2021, and this is show number 197. So, Nick, yesterday's significant day?
Yeah, I think yesterday was a very, very significant day. The market staged a high volume reversal, and by the closing bell, it was an ugly session overall. Now, today, in all fairness, the markets are rebounding, reversing a lot of the declines from yesterday's session. However, all eyes right now are on this GameStop and all of these small caps that are getting short squeezes going to the moon. And this is just wild, wild stuff out here. You know, it's pretty crazy out here when you have Apple and Tesla reporting earnings, and all the talk of the town is on GameStop.
Yeah, that's pretty ironic, I would say. You know, I think who's ever behind all of this, this manipulation that's clearly taking place, has a sense of humor. Because to pick a company named GameStop, right? And that's kind of the last stand of the parabolic bull market on Wall Street, shows that these guys definitely have a sense of humor.
You know, I have an old saying I tell my members, there are no coincidences in life.
Yeah, there's no coincidences in life, and certainly none in the stock market. So this is Wall Street's idea of a joke, and you know who the joke is on, right?
Well, it's going to be on somebody that, you know, bought that GameStop up there at, you know, close to $500 a share today. That's where the joke is on, and unfortunately, you know, when you get these parabolic moves, you got to be really, really careful with stuff like this. And, you know, I try to tell people all the time, I told my membership, there's lots of other ways to play things like this without directly getting involved and putting your neck on the line. But a stock like this today, you know, which, you know, earlier this year was, you know, a $15, $16 stock. And that's after a big run. I mean, it was even much, much lower. A lot of people thought the company was actually going to go out of business. But, you know, you're looking at 250, 300 point moves in a matter of 15, 20 minutes. You know, that's not healthy action. That's not healthy trading action. But I love it. I mean, it gives me and my members lots of opportunities out here to trade it. But I've been doing this for a long time. But, you know, I know somebody, you know, watching TV last night said, well, I'm going to buy GameStop tomorrow. It's going to go to 1,000. And, you know, now the stock right now is halted at around $297. It just came off of its highs, which is basically over a 200 point decline in just a matter of minutes. So, I mean, this stuff like this, you got to be really careful. Know what you're doing. It's really not for the person that's just starting to get into this business.
Yeah. So if you look at Reddit, they credit all this with the Robin Hood investors breaking the street, breaking the shorts. I just have a feeling the truth is somewhat a lot different than what they're saying.
Oh, I definitely think, first of all, institutional traders move markets. It's not the retail investor. Now, can a retail investor move markets if they all pile in at the same time? Sure. They're going to have some effect. And maybe you will cause a short squeeze. It looks like we had a hedge fund yesterday that, you know, basically got a big margin call. They had to close out of their position. They took a massive loss. But, and like we said yesterday, if there's one hedge fund, there's probably a dozen, just like cockroaches. So they're all basically in on the same trade. But once these guys unwind the trade, then there's nobody left to buy it. Plus, you got to remember there's other hedge funds that are trying to put these guys out of business. They're all competing for the same sophisticated investor as a client. So again, they're trying to put them out of business and they're propping the stock up. Yesterday, I think on the financial news channels, there were many, many people out there that are hedge fund managers or money managers that were saying, hey, you know, we bought in for the momentum move. Oh, but really what they're trying to do is they know the guys that are short out there and they're trying to get those guys to go out of business. And that's the way it's always been. It's, you know, the stock market is the world's biggest arena. People don't realize that. There are people all over the world trading this market from 9:30 to 4 every day. And it's filled with sharks and it's filled with gladiators. You know, you're in the world's biggest arena. This is not an easy business.
Hey, you know, this reminds me of that show Billions on, I think it was on Showtime. Bobby Axelrod, you know, he just like slashes, burns the competition out, destroys them at any cost. And that's what it's really life imitating Billions here.
Yeah, I think it's more like trading places. You know, I think Mortimer and his brother are probably have a dollar bet where they could let this thing go to. And, you know, I think this is what we're looking at right here. You know, buy, sell, sell, sell. So, I mean, I think it's more like trading places. That's my favorite trading movie of all time anyway. But,
same here.
You know, when you look at what's going on here with this thing, this thing's been halted about five times already today. And it's only, you know, we're not even at the lunch hour yet.
And it just proves that there's nobody out there protecting you. Where's the SEC? Where's the Attorney General, the Department of Justice? Because what's happening with this stock cannot be legal. I don't care what anyone says. It can't be legal here, Nick. These gyrations are just not random market moves.
They're all over the place. But I have to say, normally, you know, when somebody loses on a stock, it's because the stock is going down. This time the stock is going up, and now you have, you know, Wall Street firms crying because they're short and they're being caught off guard and they're losing money. So, you know, in my opinion, I find it rather ironic that the shoe's on the other foot now.
Yeah, isn't it ironic? Usually, look, in certain sectors, like in the mining sector, they've been playing the short game for 10, 20 years, and they never lose at it. And then all of a sudden, they get their shorts caught, literally caught with their shorts down, and they get burned. And these are big names, because that Melvin Capital, they've been bailed out by none other than Citadel, who's the high-frequency trader of choice here, right?
So, yeah, Citadel and I believe .72, they bail them out. But, you know, they have stakes in those companies. So, you know, they have a stake in that fund from what I understand. And, you know, I haven't read all that much into it yet. But, you know, I guess that story will come out. They'll make a movie about it before you know it.
And, hey, speaking of the Reddit traders, if we are to believe that they are all-powerful, all-knowing, and omnipotent, they're doing quite a number on gold and silver today, aren't they?
They sure are. You got a big move in silver. I mean, silver's up 5%. If you look at silver futures today, really, it's just an outstanding move, up a buck 18. It was just up a buck 30. So it's up about 4.6% in silver futures right now, trading at 26.55. You know, the funny thing is silver's been stronger than gold on the daily chart, and it remains stronger than gold. So, you know, that's the one thing I always try to say to everybody is, you know, you want to look at which one has been stronger. Gold today is having a good little pop too. We're not taking anything away from, but silver is just off the charts today.
It's off the charts. And will this become like another GameStop? Is silver the new GameStop?
Well, right? I hope it's not, because silver really is, in my opinion, I always view the precious metals as real currency, not a fiat currency. It can't be printed. The only way to go in and get it is you got to really go in and mine it. And that stuff is tough to do. Unlike, you know, crypto, where you can mine it in a room with a lot of computers, unlike, you know, fiat currency, where the Fed prints it by a computer, they hit, you know, the digits or they move the decimal points, you know. Gold and silver have, you know, biblically speaking, have always been the standard of real currency. And I think ultimately they will be considered the real currency when it's all said and done.
Okay, so here's a stock. I know the management well. I've worked with the company many times in the past. First Majestic, all right?
Yep.
Their stock is going kind of parabolic here for us. You know, it went as low as $5 a share back in March of 2020. Now, today, they've had a huge run-up. It's at 19-some-odd dollar, 17.72. It's up 27 and three-quarters percent today.
Yeah, so I've been looking at this. I know they have a big short position in there too, and that's probably one of the reasons why it's being run up. But the one thing I would say is you're going into the August 2016 high in AG, which is First Majestic. So you got to remember that high back then was $19.15 in August of 2016. And we just went up today to $19.29. So it pierced that high by a little bit. Now it's trading at $17.61. So we'll have to clear that on a monthly basis in order to squeeze higher. But at this stage of the game, I would never rule anything out that it can't go higher from here.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if this really is a short squeeze in silver. And we know on the COMEX, there's like a gazillion contracts, shorts, by the commercials on silver. And this is nothing new here. And I'm not like saying anything that everybody didn't know already. So if this really is the mother of all the precious metal short squeezes, then who knows where these things are going to go, Nick. We could see $30+ silver very quickly.
Kerry, you never know. And that's the one thing that when you have big moves and uptrends, you got to be very, very careful trying to fight those moves. And this is really going to make the short sellers really think twice before they get in on that side of the trade going forward.
Yeah. And, you know, like on the COMEX, I'm sure you've looked at it many times, a commitment of traders report. They've got the commercials. They've got the specs. And the specs always lose against the commercials. Always. And it makes me believe, like, there's one entity that loves to lose more than anyone else, and that's the government. Harry Brown called the government the accommodating loser. You know, that's the only voluntary party in a market that I see actually play to lose. And it makes you wonder here.
Yeah, but do they really, when they can just borrow with an endless credit card? You know, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Look at the debt that we've accumulated in the last, you know, 30 years. It's just astronomical. You could even go, say, 40 years. But, you know, do they really lose, or is that just a game they play? They don't really care if you have an endless credit card, right?
I guess not. But still, when, like, the example Harry Brown gave was when governments intervene in currency markets. All right. That's guaranteed losing trade for them. There's not even a question they're losing money when they're going against the market. They have to lose money. And yet they seem to have no compunction about doing it. So what we might view as a losing trade, they view as a cost of doing business.
That's exactly right. And who's on the end there that has to foot the bill? You and I.
The taxpayers.
So, well, there it is. You know,
In the end, the taxpayers pay for everything.
That's 100% right.
And I think we'll leave it at that. So really, the trade of the decade's coming up. We had some foreshadowing of it. You want to find out more, just go over to inthemoneystocks.com. Sign up. Service is really a steal for the benefits you're going to get. A friend of mine, close friend, just on one trade alone made 45% on his money, and he didn't even go all in. I'm sure he's sorry now that he didn't, but that's just one example, and I know that for a fact. Anyways, take a look at the Twitter feeds, at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Emails, direct them to kl@kerrylutz.com. And Nick, we will pick up tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry. Thank you.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.